Good afternoon, everyone. It's 4:48 p.m. It's April 24th, and this is your COVID update with City Manager Lisa Von Bargen and me, your mayor, Stephen Prusanka. It's our last COVID update of the week, and I just wanted to take a quick second and remind everyone to make sure that you're taking care of your health in other ways. I know we've seen always focused on COVID and making sure that we don't get any cases, which of course we still have not one reported case that's known of in the community, but make sure you're taking care of your other physical health as well. And if you need an appointment, remember that the clinic is still taking patients and they're doing some video medicine as well, but don't let things ride because you're worried about COVID and this crisis. And as well, make sure you're taking care of your mental health too, that you're getting the breaks and taking the time for yourself and staying whole that way. So we're encouraging, the state is encouraging, and certainly we are at the city, everyone to get outside and enjoy a walk, get out and go for a bike ride, go fishing, do what you need to do, and make sure that you're staying healthy mentally and healthy physically as we go along. So we're concerned about everyone in all those areas. And to that end, we've got some new mandates have come out from the state and things have changed up a bit this week and things are opening up a bit. So that should also help to break some of this COVID drudgery that we've been dealing with. Lisa, do you want to talk a little bit about changes and maybe try to help to interpret some of that for everybody?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. It's a whole new landscape actually starting today, in that a number of different businesses have been given the go-ahead to open under certain circumstances. But it's a bit of a obstacle course trying to understand and interpret all of the regulations from the point of view as a business owner and the point of view as a patron. And so trust me when I tell you that those of us who deal with COVID-19 stuff all day, every day, are having difficulty interpreting things as well. And so we understand that there may be some confusion or some misunderstanding on the part of the average everyday citizen trying to figure out what's appropriate and what's not. So just a reminder that restaurants, you can make reservations for in-restaurant dining for those restaurants that have chosen to open. The seating capacity is at 25%, and you must be with your only members of your own family, only members of your immediate household. You can't have other people join in that. However, the mandates have also changed, allowing gatherings of now up to 20 people rather than 10 people, but you must still be able to socially distance. That means you have to keep at least 6 feet apart from each other throughout any activity that you're doing as a group. So it's important to remember that even though there are we're easing up on things, we still have to be practicing that social distance and that good personal hygiene. There are retail businesses are also able to be open. Personal care services like hair salons and nail salons are able to be open if they feel comfortable doing that. Retail establishments are able to be open. But again, remember when you're going into like a hair salon or a nail salon, you must have an appointment in advance. You must wear a mask when you go in. Everybody in the facility has to be wearing a mask. If you decide you want to go into a retail establishment, there can only be one member of a household at a time. So it's not like a couple of you and your child could run off to the store and go grab something if you want to. So each individual business is required to have the regulations associated with their operation posted clearly for people to read. But I encourage everybody to get online if you have the ability to do that and read through the mandates. There are new mandates that came out, or new attachments to Mandate 16 that came out yesterday as well. And those are for childcare and day camps, fishing charters, gyms and fitness centers, lodging and overnight camping, and intrastate travel and outdoor day activities. And everything is coming so fast and furious. I myself even haven't had time to read through all of these things. I will tell you that gyms and fitness centers are only allowed to have classes outside, no indoor activities. So opening things up for our for the Parks and Rec gym and for our private private gym facilities here in town for indoor classes is not an option currently, or for indoor activity is still not an option. But we're still trying to weed through everything, and we will continue to try to provide you with updates. As the mayor said, we really encourage people to take advantage of the new open opportunities that there are. It's still really important that we are practicing social distancing and trying to keep everybody safe, because opening up and having more activity and people moving around and traveling around, even just within our own community, is going to require better safety practices on our part. So please, everybody, when you're outside or out in public, do wear a mask. Because the mask only helps you protect other people against your coughs and sneezes and other things. Make sure that you're staying 6 feet away from people. And if you're doing heavy recreation, they recommend that you stay as far as 20 feet away from people. And I know that can be difficult because everybody's itching to get back out and do these activities that they love and spend time with their friends and family that they don't live with. But let's help keep that curve flat. And flat as a pancake here in Wrangell as it currently is, and just continue to practice that social distancing and that those safety measures while we're out in public. And that'll help us continue to be able to reopen aspects of the economy so that we can get back to life as normal as quickly as possible.
I want to thank Lisa for that excellent update. And just a reminder to everyone that we will be there'll be no updates over the weekend, but on Monday, we will have our assembly update with City Manager Von Bargen at 5:30, and that'll be broadcast on KSTK as well. And then Tuesday night, we'll be having a regular assembly meeting. So tune in for that on KSTK. And I hope everybody has an excellent weekend and stay safe and have some fun and get some sunshine out there. Thanks very much, Wrangell.